For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Cindy Burgess Gerson, what an amazing person. Jason, our gay son, Andrews.
Just saying. Okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme.
And our super-duper premium sponsor, Kelly Grant, the most gorgeous girl in Texas. We love you. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast, and here I am with my gorgeous, talented, getting over the final parts of his illness friend, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. Hello, Ben.
So, howdy doody. How's it going?
So good. How's everything with you, baby?
Well, I tell ya, I am in great spirits today because I just watched the trailer for the next upcoming season of Top Chef 15, and I'm like, it's Top Chef time, and I'm excited, and I already know that next week's bonus episode, we are going to go through the cast because we love looking at the cast of Top Chef and making judgments.
Yes, and I predict without even having seen it that there's two faux hawks because it's Top Chef, and Top Chef will keep the faux hawk alive.
And there will be many, many terrible tattoos of things like spoons and forks and pigs.
Yes,
and
pigs.
And people who like, well, live it on the street and then food saved, man.
God, it was ruffian heroin addicts, but now I know what an amuse-bouche is, so.
The trailer, I'm excited for you to see it because it's kind of ridiculous. It's like, it's getting very self-important in a hilarious way. It's like
getting
Tom. Well, I mean, the trailer is Tom Clickio. You hear him talking about, like, you know, food, it's more than just cooking. It's a journey. We're all going on that journey together, and we learn something more than just ingredients. We learn about life. And there's like, you see them like trudging through the snow and climbing mountains. And it's like, dun, 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 dun. I'm like, oh my God, I love this show.
Did you mean to teach me about life with this fried calamari?
Did you mean to make a terrible compressed lobster salad in the snow?
Oh, somebody wrote us that wasn't a compressed lobster salad on Real Housewives of Orange County. Did you read that? What was it called?
I did. It was apparently it was a caprese, but between all their crazy accents and mispronunciations, we're like, oh, compressed.
Yeah,
salad.
It's still in my head that way, and it still makes sense that way. So I'm going to keep it.
Yeah, I thought they were saying compressed because it was put together in a ring mold.
Yeah, I did too, which is, you know, so food in 2017 anyway. Like, I could believe it.
So before we get into today's episode of Below Deck. Below Deck is a very different show, and it's only available for certain audiences. I want to do something that we just love to do here, which is chill for ourselves. We have our San Francisco show coming up, and we may be sold out by now. Maybe we're not. I don't know. But we have to check in with our peeps to find out where our ticket sales are. But if we aren't, get yourself a ticket November 4th in San Francisco at Social Hall, San Francisco, Bay Area. You know, I know some people up there are in need of some laughter because there are some terrible fires up there. So
yeah,
if we can help bring a smile to your face, you know, then let us do that for you.
It's not just live shows. It's a journey. So
it's a journey. Yeah. We'll have that. Yeah. Journey. So for those of you wondering what we'll be discussing on the show, we have decided that on that show, we will be discussing that week's episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey. So that week, you won't hear our recap on Thursday like you normally would. You just have to wait like two more extra days, and we'll talk about it. We'll talk about New Jersey on the live show, and we're excited because New Jersey has been very funny so far this season.
Yes.
like, Siggy, that's all you have to do is just groan really loudly. People are going to get so fucking sick of that by episode 4.
Oh, yeah. They'll be sick of it. So
just Siggy yelling.
We're really excited to see all our Bay Area peeps and to be in a big old theater like Social Hall San Francisco with full seating.
We sure
VIP tickets are sold out, though, unfortunately, for those people who are looking for those.
Well, today, guess what's not sold at? Blow Dick.
That's right. This goddamn yacht with its green crew floating into the Maltese fucking Falcon.
Bunch of goddamn amateurs. That's a Maltese. This is a Faltese Falcon. Goddamn it. What is that, a goddamn sailboat? You can't just run into a boat and watch yourself run into the boat and go, whoopsie daisy, that's fun. We're running to a goddamn boat.
Maltese Falcon straight ahead. So anyway, opening credits. EJ is not in the opening credits yet. Noteworthy enough.
Well, you never know how long he's going to last. This is Below Deck.
Maybe he'll... I feel like he's going to earn himself a spot in the Mondrian painting that is the Below Deck opening credits.
Yeah, I think so. I think Below Deck is the only place that can seriously hire somebody that says cool beans that much and get away with it.
Well, he has shown some growth this week because he transitioned from cool beans to numpties.
Numpties. What is numpties? He says it 20 times in this episode.
I think numpties. It's like the Canadian version of the C word.
Numpties?
But because it's like, but because it's Canadian, it's super benign and like fine.
I'm looking up numpties. How do you think you spell? Oh, numpty. N-U-M-P-T-E-E. This is in the Urban Dictionary for all of those, all of those of you who need to understand urban lingo, okay?
Urban, Canadian urban lingo.
Canurban. Okay, this is a numpty. An insult for someone who doesn't have a clue. Or people who seem to be spaced out slash tripping slash sketching. God damn it. Oh, here's an example. Oh, you numpty. But the second one.
I love that numpty.
God, I love that numpty. The second definition is numpty. A properly clueless cut fitness with a vacant look.
Is it really?
Yes.
I told you. I mean, I was just joking. But see? But so to be fair, like, that's the second definition of everything on the Urban Dictionary. It's like Starbucks coffee. Oh, that's just slang for, you know, perfectly vacant C word.
Yeah, that's a bitter C word. It's like, okay, Urban Dictionary. So we are still with the last guest, Sober Brad and wife and their friends who are celebrating their anniversary. And Kate's doing this thing where, you know, she's like in true hate mode because she keeps speaking in that really nice high voice, which cracks me up. It opens with her going, anything to drink besides sparkling?
And like, no, thanks. She's like, most boring charter ever.
The lamest. So Nico's like, God, the handbrake, you fucking idiot. Who wouldn't choose that? Who wouldn't check the handbrake? His name rhymes with Mike, EJ, God, idiot. And EJ's like, well, I should have checked it, but I thought Nico would have done that.
Turns out these guys are just a bunch of numpties.
Numpties, you vacant Canadian. So Kate is ordering Jen around. Okay, Jen, do some laundry, then go back up. Then do some laundry, then go back up. Anything besides sparkling? I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Jen's like, got it. Add sparkling water to the laundry.
I'm trying to fill myself with cheer, so I'm going to put an entire bottle of cheer into the washing machine. So this, the music.
Is that all? Okay, put all the all in the laundry.
The music on Below Deck, it's like, and it's Jen doing laundry.
Yeah.
And she's still trying to figure out how to do laundry. She's just looking at it like, why do those doors have see-through things on them?
Is the laundry going in circles or is it me?
I work harder than Brianna. Kate isn't trying to wear me down, but it sucks to be me. And then it shows like this montage of her doing laundry while she's trying to eat a sandwich.
So then we have Nico upstairs is telling Baker to double check everything that EJ does. And then we have like,
yeah, EJ. He's telling Baker. I have to tell this because Baker only gets like one line in episode. What was that? I don't know. Something fell in my
house.
It was
Baker crawling through.
Yeah. Baker, whoa!
Whoa! Okay, we're talking about me. All right.
Nico's like, yeah, you got to watch EJ because like he left that handbrake on. She's like, yeah! Whoa! It's like a brake for your hands or what? Were his hands going fast? He's like, it's like a bike. Okay, like picture a bike. Okay, I'm on it. I'm on it. It's going downhill.
Hey, EJ, I heard you broke your hand.
I'm on a bike. It's going downhill. Whoa. He's like, now pull the brake.
Hey, guys, when's our break to eat the ham? We're having ham sandwiches. Apparently, there's going to be a break to eat ham sandwiches.
Poor Bacon Baker. Every time they show Baker, she's just like, whoa.
But Nico, so Nico is kind of, it's funny, you know, we met Nico and he was like super sweet and adorable. We hung out with him a lot and we really love Nico, but he's in full like hissy fit mode. And this is what he did last season too, when Kate was like, Nico, you burnt something in a panini press. He's now, you know, he's playing like a mode right now.
Yeah, right now so he's
So he's doing whatever he can to undermine EJ because he doesn't like that EJ has been brought in. And, you know, EJ is just kind of like, I actually don't have any problems with EJ. I think he actually seems nice. And I think he's just trying to kind of like be fun and nice, but also be a little authoritative a little bit there. But I don't want to be mean, but you kind of have to clean the windows. So he kind of does the same thing as Kate. His voice just gets really high when he's like.
Yeah, but he has crazy eyes and something about Mary Kumb Bangs, so I can't with him. And also,
I agree.
Where they're like, I'm really nice. I'm really nice. Hey, buddy, got to let you go. You know,
well,
like he'll still have that
same
look. I kind
of want him to be an asshole. I just want him to be a straight asshole, like a straight up asshole. And he gets there. He gets there.
Yeah, give him time.
But then I like Bruno's like, I really want to learn. I want to learn from EJ because I'm tired.
I'm tired. I want to learn how to be tired but still learn. And he's telling EJ, look, you say one thing, and then he says another thing, and it makes me confused. And EJ's like, there's a reason I'm here. He's like, good, what is it? What is that again? To make you less confused. Oh, that's so confusing. I mean, like, you know, it's like nothing going on bad is because of Nico's methods. I'm tired.
Is it, EJ, I want to learn from you, so... Do you get better sleeping on your side, on your back, on your stomach? I need to know because I tired a lot.
Hey, EJ, what do you think? Yogurt or go-gurt? I'm tired.
Just coughed up some phlegm.
So in the kitchen, fucking Brad is in the kitchen. You know, you would get your fucking head cut off with any other chef in the world. You don't get to just go hang out in the kitchen, Brad.
Well, when you're spending $20,000.
Nope, you still don't. Okay. Go over to the Four Seasons kitchen and try and stand in there and see how long you keep your hands.
So he pokes and he's like, so I just want to know what the plan is for today. Which I think normally is pretty obnoxious, but I think he's kind of saying, are we going to be getting just another wedge salad or we get something a little more exciting?
Are you just going to throw some risotto in a bowl without cooking it first or...
Did you mean to serve a salmon with broccoli that steamed, or?
So you're going to have enough ice cream tonight, right? It's like all Brad really cares about.
Is it like good ice cream, or is it that generic like Sysco brand ice cream that comes in a giant tub? Because we can taste the ice crystals.
Well, we know things are going on a good path because we get a close-up of Brie making a perfect toilet paper diamond.
Ooh.
I love this show.
Progress.
So there's leakage in the laundry room.
Yeah.
Burp, 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 burp. There's fucking water everywhere because, you know, it's Jen.
Yeah.
Brianna's like, well, I have patience with Jen because, like, boating is, like, new to her. But I feel like I'm doing more work than her. Cut to Jen. She's like, I do more work than everyone. It's like they're sinking their own fucking boat.
Yeah. And so they're all... I like Kate's way of scolding Jen because Jen's like, oh my god, the washers, and Kate's like, okay, let's just use less soap.
So, which is Kate's way of saying, how much soap did you put it in the washers? How much soap?
let's just use less soap, which is her way of being like, you fucking idiot, don't ever fucking do this again. It's our fourth charter. How do you not know how to wash clothes?
Well, Jen's answer too. How much soap did you put in? And Jen's like, not much. Okay,
well, I heard that there was a rising tide, so I just put in more tide because it was rising.
Look, I don't want to bring you downy, but I need a little more cheer, okay? So Kate's like, well,
I'm just trying to have more bounce.
Okay, but I'm going to show you how much to use with this little cup, which twists on to the actual container of soap.
What? Whoa.
Jen goes, I can never be good enough for Kate.
So they arrive at St. Bart's and there's all these fancy yachts, including this one mega yacht that's called the Maltese Falcon. And I fucking hate this yacht. I've decided I hate it. You know why? Because this stupid yacht that probably costs a lot of money. In fact, I know it costs a lot of money because I read an entire Wikipedia entry about it. It's a yacht, but it has three masts on it, like an old-fashioned boat. And according to Kate later on, she's like, oh, when the sails come down all at once, it's really magnificent, which I believe. But I also feel like that's annoying. I feel like it's showy. I don't want that for my yachts.
It's showy, and it's like we have motors, Maltese Falcon, okay? With your sails.
I'm just like, be a yacht. Don't try to...
It's like don't a car that's like look at me, I'm using a sail.
You know what it is? It's like a Lamborghini with giant truck wheels on it. Like, no, no. You've chosen to be a yacht. Be a yacht. Try to pretend like you just came from South Street Seaport, okay?
Yeah, we know stop jerking off, Maltese Falcon. So
we know what you are. And I saw photos of the Maltese Falcon. And when it gets its sails out and it turns, the entire boat goes on its side, basically, which I'm sorry, that may be cool in an Instagram photo, but if I'm paying a lot of money, I don't want to be at a 45-degree angle while I'm eating my compressed lobster salad, okay?
Why am I on my side in this Maltese Falcon? You're like writing bad Yelp reviews for the Maltese Falcon. Like, I would rather have not been on my side, okay?
I'm sure it's, like, magnificent to see in person because the masts are tall and it's a vision. It's huge. I'm sure it's like, whoa. But having the luxury of perspective of only looking at it from TV and from a Google image search, I'm pushing back.
Uh-oh, push back. Well, Nico tells us how nice it is. He's like, well, there's some big boys on that boat. There's Mark Wahlberg. Anyone who's anyone. Marky Mark. Wahlberg, Mark. the guy from the movie about like how the stepdad's a jerk, but then he gets along with the real dad. It's like, it's Marky Mark, Nico, okay? They're all Marky Mark. The guy from the Calvin Klein ad.
The guy from those really annoying Verizon commercials now.
They made that HBO show about him.
He has a big penis. He represents America in every movie that comes out in January.
Marcus Wahlberg, yes. Yes, Nico, it's Mark Wahlberg. Okay. So now they're putting Don on the slide so Brad can slop down that slide. I don't know if the editors hate him or what, but Brad shouldn't be shown so much slopping down the slide. And how come Don is put on the slide? That is not good for the fish.
Wait, was Don his friend?
No, Don is the dish soap.
Oh, Dawn.
Yeah, they put dish soap on it so fucking Brad can slide down.
Oh, man.
And the captain goes, hey, good one. You got style points for that one, Brad. Like, what are you doing out here? Go back into your cabin. Who needs a captain standing there judging every slide they make? Well, that was all right. All right, well. Hey, you know how to do a jackknife, jackass? Doesn't look like it from here.
So then I wrote down something that makes no sense to me. I said, Chris asking Kate how long EJ will be around. Who's Chris?
Chris Brown.
Oh, Chris Brown. Oh, poor Chris Brown.
Oh, poor Chris Brown.
Even I can't remember.
How long do you think? I want some advice. You've been in yachting longer. And she goes, yeah. Because it sucks sleeping in the mess. Like, how long that other guy going to be here? And she goes,
well, he's going to be here until he doesn't have to be here. So...
Why are you making me say words right now?
Well, all right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take the bilge. That's okay.
And she's like, yes, make that bilge your own. And on the other hand, you know what a bilge is now. So I think you're winning. Yay, you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I have to tell you something after this podcast. I just got a text. That's hilarious. Sorry, everyone. I hate to do that, but I couldn't help myself.
So the chef is at the fridge, and he's like, whoa, this is bizarre. I don't have lobster. I promised them lobster. I promised bread. Chef, it's the chef. Captain, it's the chef. It's the chef, Captain.
Can't be that.
I don't have lobster.
God damn it.
And Kate's just like, Matt doesn't think ahead too much.
So let's see here. Now Nico, Baker, and EJ. EJ's like, okay, here's a chamois. Help him with that, and then we'll get this knocked out, and then we'll get the rope, and then we'll do this. And Nico's like, don't do that. Do it later. She's like,
It's like that cartoon music is playing. You know that sound effect that plays when someone is like slipping on ice and their legs are moving, but they're not running, you know? They're like trying to run. It's like... It's like a Glockenspiel or something.
Okay, well, you know, clean the floor.
No, don't clean the floor.
So now we're back to lobster drama. It's 12:45.
Baker in the middle.
Baker in the middle. I love that show. So now it's 12:45 p.m. and the what's his face? Don, Bob, whatever his name. What's his name again? Doug.
Brad.
Douche. Brad. He's hungry. His friends are hungry. They were promised lunch at 12:45, and guess what? The lobsters. They haven't arrived yet. And you know why? Because they sent Nick to get the lobsters. Remember who Nick is. Nick is the guy who stood on that little dinghy that Kate was trying to get on, and Kate's like, can you please grab me, please? Can you move over? And he's like,
He's like, yeah, look at you, lady jumper.
Why did so they of course have the lobsters aren't there because Nick was in charge of them.
Yeah, why did they have no handy cam following Nick around town?
So then Matt's like, oh my God, I don't have the lobsters. I don't know what I'm going to do. And finally, I think, I don't know if he came up with the idea or maybe like Kate was like, so can we send something out instead? He's like, I guess we can send out salad. It's like, what a revolutionary idea.
Hey, we got the lobsters. Are they back with the lobsters?
Nope. Are the lobsters here yet?
And then Kate does that really bitchy thing where she just sips her straw and stares. She's like,
please let the suction in my mouth remind you of how much this could have been an easier moment if you had just planned ahead. Like, just 30 minutes.
Okay,
just look
well,
in your pantry.
Yeah, a little salad to start. So what's the dressing? Lemon and vinegar?
Oh, I see. It's a chopped lettuce salad with cheddar cubes and some craisins. Wonderful.
Whoa.
Wonderful. Perfect for a yacht.
Yeah, lemon. Whoa.
And meanwhile, downstairs, Bruno... Because there's all this talk back and forth. Lobsters, EJ, you know, EJ, Nico, and Bruno... Bruno's like, communication is like a lot of confused because you're giving orders, then EJ is giving orders. I'm tired.
And Nico goes, just because someone's in the yachting business doesn't mean they know yachting. And Bruno's like, oh God, I'm exhausted.
He's so frustrating. Communication is a lot of confused.
Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one. So Kate's like, well, don't worry. Behind the salad is some very, very fresh lobster tail.
and so, what's the guest? He's so boring. I can't remember. Brad. Brad's like, oh, this salad's great. But then his wife or whoever the lady is like, this salad's like a little bland. I was like, yes.
You're the wife bland. Of Brad. Who the fuck are you to talk? So the lobster finally arrives and he's like, oh my God, lobster, what should I do? I'm going to do it in the tails. And she's like,
well, tail bowls. They ready?
Just chomping on the straw. Just disintegrated in her mouth at this point.
How long are those lobsters?
Are we still going to be serving lobsters? Or are we going to switch over to air? I just want to know what to tell the guests.
Whoa, lobster miracle on Lobster Street. It's a lobster miracle.
So the lobsters finally hit the table at 108. So that's a solid, let's see, 15 plus 8. That's 23 minutes after lunchtime. I don't know.
Well, to be fair, all they do is eat on this boat. Like, we see, yeah, we see them eating every 5 minutes. So the chef is like, fresh lobster. And then Brad's still giving his, like, dirty look. Like, I could show up in the kitchen at any time, look. But then he goes, well, didn't get any better than this. Matt is on fire. All this needs is a little more ice cream.
And Kate's like, oh, good. I'm so glad. Which is her way of being like, I'm going to throw myself off this yacht and swim to the Maltese Falcon.
Well, Kate knows that she's, like, bitchy a lot of the time, so you can tell when she's really trying to be nice. Like, her voice doesn't really change, but she does that thing where she actually ducks down so she can see, he can see her face under the counter, which I never realized that he couldn't before. Like, this whole time, Kate's just like, okay, look at my torso while I make passive-aggressive remarks at you. And now she's like, Matt, they love the lobster. And she's like bending down and putting her head into the cabinet. He's like, whoa, nice face. Thank you.
So now it's time. Nice face. Congratulations for doing the basic level of your job. So now, now it's like, what are toys?
And,
hey, Chris. We got to zip up these cushions.
Well, thanks for another Baker line, everybody.
Yeah.
So they do the water toys, and everybody's, like, working and getting stuff in. And then it's sunset, and you just see Chris standing there, and he goes,
well, it's a little sunset spin, huh?
Kate also goes over to Matt, and she's like, okay, Matt, well, I just want to remind you that the guests want a taste of the Caribbean tasting menu tonight. So that's my way of saying, could you look in your refrigerator first before you start planning it? Great, thanks.
So anything that you're planning on doing, go ahead and do that, and then plan on doing better.
Thanks. And just a reminder that eggplant parmesan does not come from the Caribbean, so...
So could you do me a favor? Have you ever been to Chili's? Okay. could you pull that menu up on your cell phone? Great. Okay, could you not make anything from that?
So, just so you know, Caesar salad, not Caribbean.
Now, I don't want to say that you're not great, but this is not the Great American Buffet, okay? This is not the hometown buffet. So, are you going to cook tonight? Great, great.
Great, great. So then,
and the chef, what did the chef audition for this show when he was drunk? Because that's the only time he has a personality, which sucks because that's everybody's fear when you're drinking too much or doing too much drugs or something, or hell, even eating too much, you know, like you'll ask a comic, you know, if you want to lose weight, just lose weight. It's like, but I lose my jokes. And then you see this and it's true. It's like the chef has nothing to say unless he's wasted. She just gets real paso aggro with him and he goes, she's right. What the hell are you even doing here? Canadian. This is a reality show, sir.
So meanwhile, now that the guests are done with the water toys, they're bringing back in the water toys, and Bruno's bringing in a jet ski. So he takes off his shirt, and Captain Lee is watching. He's like, "Hey, listen, never, ever, 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 ever without a shirt." And Bruno's like, "But this is drying." Shirts. Captain Lee's like, "That's those shirts are made for to be wet. They're called wet shirts for a reason."
Hey, now, now.
Bruno?
Now, now.
Bruno?
Now, now.
Bruno.
What shirts is confusing?
Oh, the captain. Of all the things to happen that the captain lets go, this is the one that really kills him, is somebody taking off their shirt. Which I don't blame him. It is totally unprofessional, but it's hilarious. It's like he's finally, the straw is finally breaking. The straw that broke the camel's back is Bruno without a shirt.
It is funny also, Bruno trying to dry out his wet shirt while he's still in the water, by the way.
Yeah, in the ocean still... on a jet ski.
I drying. I dryered.
Never, ever without a shirt.
No, no.
Bruno.
Okay.
So the captain is sitting in his little captain room, and he's just looking at, he's leaning back with his legs crossed. I just fucking love the captain poses. He's like leaning back on his couch with his legs crossed, looking at his phone like this. Like his head's like tilted up, but he's looking down at the phone like, hey, phone. And Nico, the door is wide, the sliding door is open. So Nico's with EJ, and Nico's like, The windows are salty, EJ. And then he slides the door so the captain can't hear. Like, the captain, yeah. The captain is looking at Twitter right now, okay, boys?
They have this amazing pass-aggressive bro fight. And so basically, EJ's like, so, you know, this man, there's just like so much like crusted sediment, like residue on these windows. There's like so much salt, bro. And I just feel like I know you have your methods, but like, I don't know. And Nico's like, well, Bruno just washed them. He's like, yeah, I know, but like, they're salt, bro.
Yeah, this is what I wrote down.
You know, people do what they like. Who? Like, what? Huh?
Good one, guys. Yeah. And then EJ's like, he's just maintaining. He has no future acting like this. This is like beans not cool, okay? Warm beans, Nico. Warm beans.
Warm beans. I know, I just thought it was funny because EJ, what EJ really wanted to say was, these windows look fucking terrible, and whatever idea, whatever, like, whatever method you were using, it's not working, so this is how we're going to do it. But instead he's like, so, I don't know, I mean, I know you're trying, but like, maybe we'll do it this way instead.
Nico says, he's like dealing with syphilis. You don't want to deal with it, but you have to. Like, you know, just like clean the salt off your wiener. Like, how hard is it? You know?
Yeah.
So then now, Jen, they have this little, you know where they show just little clips of people? Jen is just like kind of touching a rag to a wall.
I almost snarfed my tea.
I rewound it 4 times. Jen's just like, hi, wall. Hi.
I'm applying makeup to the wall.
Hey, Kate, can I call my daughter real quick? And Kate's like, well, this is what we call special time, so I don't want you to forget that you had this time. And she's like,
meanwhile, they are like preparing for dinner, by the way. They're preparing for dinner. So Kate's like, okay, 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes.
And this is what every daughter wants. Her daughter is stuck at home with grandma. She's like, hi, mom, I miss you.
And Jen's like, well, I was told I could talk to you for 10 minutes and 10 days, and my boss can get over it, and that's what I'm going to say. It's like, good geez.
there, mom. Did you remember to put less soap in the washer?
No! Mom, grandma's dead, and you didn't leave me any food in the cupboard. I gotta go! My boss is a bitch!
So now, my next note... By the way, I watched the first half of this show like late at night, so some of my notes, I don't remember what I'm talking about. So I said, Nico and EJ bitching about each other.
Seems
like it could be a lot of things.
Yeah. Let's see. Jen cleaning wall, Jen crying to daughter, Nico whining to Bree. And he's like, well, first Nico tells Bree, she's like, how's it going? And he goes, gosh, you know, it's just like I was finally getting somewhere with these guys. Where were you getting? I mean, no offense, but.
Oh, I thought you needed the ukulele. Sorry.
You were not getting anywhere with these guys. Like, there's only so far you can get. Yeah, and she's like, look, it's a G chord. Blung, 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 blung.
So, yeah, there's bitching. And meanwhile, it's dinner time. I wrote this down because for some reason, like, I just love this, that Kate, she goes up to the guest and she's like, just so you know, that's salted and unsalted butter. And I'm like, that's her way of saying you should be drinking. Like, the excitement from dinner should not be coming from unsalted and salted butter.
We've given you 2 kinds of butter, so don't bitch about ice cream.
And sure enough, Brad's like, whoa! Also, I found this note that you were trying to talk about EJ and Nico bitching about each other. When it switches to EJ bitching about Nico, he's telling Baker, he's like, well, you know, like, beans have different ways of growing on the stalk or whatever. I'm one kind of bean, he's another kind of bean. And, you know, it's frustrating, but let's just clean salt off the windows while I ponder, you know, bean cooking. And Baker goes, yeah! And then he's bitching and cleaning, and she's literally not cleaning, she's leaning. And, you know, I mean, it's the simplest rule in service. You got time to lean? You got time to lean. Or wait, you got time to clean? You know what I'm saying.
You got time to clean.
If you've got time to lean, then you truly have time to lean. I don't have my full brain. Assertion that Baker is basically an early 90s cartoon mascot. I believe I called her the 7-Up dot with the cool shades. I stand by that. But she really could be anything. She could be like Chester the Cheeto, like whatever, the Cheetah for the Cheetos. Anyone from the early 90s who like wore maybe like sunglasses and a funky hat, but was a cartoon. That's yeah. that's basically Baker.
Yeah.
Ravens. You know.
I love Baker too. Like she's also like one of those people that you can never get mad at her. You know.
Yeah.
Because she,
yeah.
No matter what you say, she'll always go, "Whoa, buddy, yeah." It's like yeah. you could be crying about, you know, a dead relative. You could be saying, "Hey, you want to go to the amusement park later?" Yeah, buddy, yeah. It's all.
So anyway, the Matt is making the tasting menu. The guests are loving everything. It's like ceviche. They're like, delicious. There's bisque, off the chart, best mahi-mahi they've ever had. And they're all, they're like super happy. Matt's back on track. They like give him a round of applause. He comes out and everything. And my favorite part of all this was back in the galley, Kate's there with, you know, Jen and Bree, and they're talking about Matt, et cetera. And Kate goes, "Well, you know, sometimes when you get bad feedback, it makes you prove yourself a little bit more." And then she just stares at Jen. Do you see what I'm saying there? No. Butter.
Oh.
Insulted, insulted.
And Kate's like,
"Who is this man in the kitchen? And where is Matt? He's so intense. He's breaking a sweat. He is being amazing."
And then they cut to the kitchen, and Chris is like, "Well, I'm going to eat that thing." So Steph's like, "Don't eat out of the pan." It's like, "Oh, sorry, bro." Then they cut to Baker working really hard, and she's still at the salted window, but she's got like a chamois, and she's just slapping the window with it.
Bro, the salt's not shaking off.
Blah!
So Kate and the chef, let's see, she goes,
"Chef, Brad wants to give you an attaboy. Watch out. I'm going to lean below the counter again so you can see my face. Do you see it?" And he's like, "Whoa, I've done it."
So next they have to get a casino party together, a casino theme yeah. party.
Yeah.
Okay, you go ahead. I just say
No.
So many notes.
All it was is that basically that they're doing a casino party, so Kate asks Chris to be the croupier because she's like, you know, she feels bad for Chris because he is literally so bottom of the barrel that he's sleeping beneath the ship. Like, he is down in the bilge now.
He's
so
literally at the bottom of the barrel.
He is. Yeah. So he's the croupier. He's like, "Oh, yeah, I could do that. I'm able to charm the majority of people on this planet."
She goes,
"I feel bad for Chris. He's a black sheep. He doesn't have a bed. I'd love for him to participate. Chris, can you deal?" He's like,
"Nope."
"Well, have you ever heard of 21? He's like,
"Yes, like when most people get to drink. I didn't start till years later, but I'm still waiting to have sex." She's like, "Okay, it's a game. You play it with cards. Are you okay with this?"
And then it cuts to Chris, to us, and he goes, "Whose idea is this? What makes her think I can deal cards?"
It is challenging, I know. Giving little cardboard pieces of cardboard to people.
Having to add all those cards up. Yes. Really rough.
"I don't like a job where I need to wear a suit." No, you're just dealing out suits. Oh. Okay.
So she gives him a glitter hat just to add insult to injury. Then Nico and EJ, the captain's like, "Nico, EJ, EJ, Nico, Nico, EJ, it's time for the sing-off. Bring your tap shoes up to the goddamn bridge, idiots."
Yeah. So it's like status update time. How's everyone doing? And Nico's like, "Well, you know, I think that Bruno and Baker have improved a lot, but Chris has had no improvements since EJ arrived." EJ's like, "Not so cool beans, mummies."
The captain's just like playing with his antenna and scratching his head. I just love all captain movements.
Well, I also like when they're like, "Well, you know, Bruno, he had to come from. He came from a cruise ship," and they're like, "Ha, ha, ha, cruise ships."
"Now there's a giant ship without a sail."
So EJ's like, the captain goes, "All right, EJ, your turn."
"Well, in my time in the industry, I've learned that you can improve people like Chris if you just give, them a chance." And he goes like, But Bruno comes from cruises, and he's like, "Ha, well, that's a culture shock." You know,
high
like,
five.
Who thinks it's okay to take off a shirt? What the heck are they doing on goddamn cruise lines? Now, what are they?
I'll tell you
carnivals?
One thing. It may be a carnival over there with a bunch of princesses, but over here, it's work and business, buddy.
The Valor is all nuts, no play. Makes Jack a man. All right, boy?
So he's
hey,
like,
"Did we just crash into another boat? Whoops."
Who should I fire? All right, carry on.
So sad music, and the chef's in the bunk alone, just like poor thing, because it's always dark, and he's in like these awkward boxers, and then he's like staring up in the night cam and just rubbing his belly.
Yeah, he was like a sad brontosaurus, and he was just, you know, thinking like, oh yeah, I had redemption, and I just am sad because I have no one to share my redemption with.
Yeah, so I'm gonna text that girl who dumped me because I was a drunk, because I finally learned, when someone didn't like my risotto, that I shouldn't be a drunk. And so he's like, text. He's like, hey, you, it's me. And there's no answer. So he just rubs his belly in bed. Like,
maybe tomorrow we can talk about revisiting that balloon knot. So now it's like nighttime montage, like of going to sleep. They show Brie like in a thong taking off her shirt, which, you know, I was like, oh, okay, now I see why all the straight guys are in love with her. I was like, okay, I get it.
And Chris in the sleeping in the closet. He's like, well, sleeping next to peanuts and toilet paper, not my first pick, but I could jerk off here and I don't even have to clean it up. So that's great.
Hey, you ever lie in a hammock and just jerk up straight up and see where it lands? Like sometimes it's on your nipples, sometimes in your eye, but sometimes right on your nuts. So exciting.
There's a 90% chance it's going to land on some toilet paper. So that's a good thing about this.
It cleans itself up. So the next morning, Bruno's like, hey, guys, I'm not tired because I just slept. And guess what? Last night, Brianna kissed me in my dreams. I tired again.
And EJ goes, oh, you. And then Baker goes, oh, yeah.
All right. Kissing Bruno. Chicka, chicka, cha.
So dun 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 dun. It's a Maltese Falcon.
Maltese Falcon.
Well, those sails going down, that's quite a sight. And Nico's like, well,
I would give my syphilis nuts to work on the Maltese. It's the pinnacle.
So Captain Lee's like, well, looks like we dragged some anchor last night. As well as dragging some ass, all right? We need some hustle up here.
Guys, gotta move from the Falcon. All right, gotta move.
They're just, like, riding straight into the Falcon.
All right, well, there's lots of boats and lots of winds and lots of dumbass goddamn idiots on this goddamn boat.
Mark Wahlberg's already filming his next January movie from the Maltese Falcon about, like, a great American shipwreck. He was the one man who survived until he died also.
Doom.
God damn it.
Lone Sailor by Mark Wahlberg, directed by Peter Berg.
So the
that
guests
one
are
man's
having
courage on the Maltese Falcon when a smaller yacht crashed into it.
And Baker's like,
I'll save ya.
She's slapping the window with a chamois.
He's calling Connie Britton at home, being like, honey, if I don't make it back from this Maltese Falcon, just know, I love you. Give my regards to everyone in working class Maine.
Connie Britton's like, can I be in one movie where the man's not a total fucking pussy?
I have to spend the entire movie sitting on a couch waiting for a phone call from my husband who's about to die on a boat?
I am from Nashville. Can I get some respect here, people?
So, can I get on the yacht too?
So I know you guys are worried about Brad and his eating schedule. Well, don't worry, he's eating again. It's lunch. And everybody's looking at the Maltese Falcon. Brad's like, well, that lobster was great. Anybody need more ice cream? And Kate's like, we are so close to the Maltese Falcon. Like, almost look in the windows. Is that Jesus? Is that... I'm coming.
She's just like jumping onto the next boat.
So the thing is that because they're picking up, because they dragged anchor, they got to move. So they got to bring up the anchor. And the thing is, they have all these jet skis and tenders all in the ocean. And so in order to move, they got to move all their little boats out of the way. And that's something for Nico and EJ to do, which means that it's up to the, you know, Baker and all the other dum-dums, all the other numpties on board to do the anchor. So this is already causing lots of anxiety. And so Nico and EJ, they get out to the tender to tow all these jet skis away. And Nico forgot the keys, so they can't even control the tender. And I'm like, why don't they go back and get the keys? I don't really know what's going on here. All I know is there are no keys, and they're just floating in their boat.
Oh, I didn't even notice that they forgot the keys. I just wrote down, man, these guys will argue over anything. Nico's like,
pull. No, push. Pull. And it's like crash.
Yeah. And the editors get to do their favorite thing ever, which is when there's like a total crisis on board. They cut to the guests being like, I love these pancakes. It's their favorite thing.
Son of a bitch. You cut it loose without the engines running. Why?
And EJ's like, bunch of nupties.
And then Chris is standing there watching all this and goes,
in this moment, if I'm like the only one who doesn't screw up, no one will notice. But I'll know.
And Lee is just furious. He's like, Nico's got his head up his ass.
Head up the ass. We don't got enough competence to go around. We look like goddamn idiots.
He's like,
oh, go ahead.
I was going to say Captain Lee is just like, all right, we got to bring up the anchor. Baker, wake up. Wake up, Baker. And he's like, oh, groovy dog, dude.
Oh, this was okay. So good. He's like,
Baker, grab that rope. She's like, oh, bro, yeah. He's like, Baker, do you hear me? Whoa. Baker, god damn it.
Baker doesn't know. She's like, where's the
handbrake?
Ain't nobody
gonna touch my soda. Oh, what, huh? I'm imagining that's her early 90s tagline.
And I like Kate narrating disaster. She's like,
well, we're now about 100 feet from the Maltese Falcon.
I can almost jump over to it. He's like, I've never seen such a collective group of fucking idiots in my life.
I never wanted to goddamn get away from a goddamn motherfucking boat so fast so I can rip the crew a new goddamn asshole. Fuck goddamn shit.
And I love that after Captain Lee calls them a bunch of fucking idiots, they cut to Jen being like, whoa, do you ever notice that this boat actually rocks?
If the boat comes rocking, goddammit, there's the washers leaking again.
So Kate goes up to Jen and she's like,
before you start playing hangman, will you wash these mugs?
I love that Jen doesn't even play an interesting iPhone game.
Hangman.
And you know, it's so suspenseful.
You know, in 90% of those games, that poor man gets hung.
He does not survive. The high mortality rate.
So funny.
I guess they avoid hitting the Maltese Falcon, right? And like, we can only imagine what the people on the Maltese Falcon were thinking when that little parade of jet skis and dinghies comes by with these guys on it. But I guess they somehow like fix it. I don't even remember how they fixed it, but they didn't. They avoided certain death. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately, like, everything works out, and the guests leave.
And EJ's like, you know what? Nico isn't in it to win it. Okay, EJ. So, bye, guests. Bye, everybody. And then the captain's like, who's that?
Brad. His name is Brad. God damn it. All right, Brad. Now, who's that?
Doreen, I think.
All right, Doreen. Now, who's that?
Just nod and say bye.
Who's that guy with all the different types of butters in his bag? We don't even know.
That's Chris.
That's Chris. So, now it's time for the crew meeting. And Captain Lee is, they get their tip and everything. And Captain Lee is like, he's saying something. He's reprimanding everyone that they got to be better. And like, hey, Baker, pay attention. Baker, are you listening to me? She's like, what, groovy dog? Who touched my soda? Am I right?
Well,
poor Baker almost cried. You know, it's like Baker, she may not have a lot of experience, but at least she cares, you know?
He's like, Baker, goddammit, a handbrake is a handbrake. It's not a goddamn leaning, cleaning, slapping windows with a goddamn machine.
Or whatever, and she's like,
you got it, dude. You got it, dude.
I felt bad for Baker. I was like, poor Baker. So
let's see. She's sort of like Dory, you know, Dory from Finding Nemo. She's got two movies
for a reason.
Everyone loves her.
Yeah, love Dory.
So now Captain Lee brings the whole deck crew up to his bridge to yell at them.
This charter was new for me, sober people.
Okay, sorry, you already did that part. I'm scanning through a million notes that do not need to be written down.
I didn't mean to.
No, I'm writing shit down like. I'm just writing stupid shit down. I never know what to pay attention to on this show, so I just keep writing, you know. Baker and Chris clean? Is that where we are?
Probably not. Well, this is probably a little bit past that. Because
oh, yeah. Captain,
probably was like a
I
montage
need the deck
cleaning.
Crew in the goddamn wheelhouse.
So yeah. Then he's sitting there. He looks like Lucy from Peanuts. He's just miserable. He's got his, like, double, like, his second chin leaning on his fist. You know what I mean? Like, and he just stands there while people file in. And he just stays in that pose. And then his monologue begins. He's like, that anchor drop we did today was fucking embarrassing, and I should put a fucking bag over my goddamn head. Nico, EJ, we're four charters in. Can't happen. Like, how are you blaming EJ for four charters? I mean,
I know. He's like, Baker, you know, when the pressure's on, you forget everything. She's like, what? Where am I? See? Exactly.
All right, boss. That's Captain. Where am I? God, bro. And Chris, you can't just sit there and go, well, shit, this boat is going to hit us and then watch it happen, right?
Now, I actually hate that. I hate when a boss wants you to, like, act busy even though there's nothing you can really do. There was nothing Chris could have done in that situation. I mean, he could have, like, he could have, I don't know what he could have done, but, like, he couldn't have, there's nothing he could do. But I hate when people are like, well, you weren't looking busy, so therefore you're in trouble.
Chris was literally just standing there. And saying, yeah. I'm not going to do anything so no one can blame me for doing anything wrong. He's such an idiot. He's such a cute idiot.
I mean, his attitude is wrong. I agree. Like, his attitude is wrong, but I also don't, like, of all the
things.
Like,
he would have just
made it worse. He would have. Yeah. He's just going to, like, maybe if he volunteered to, like, dive into the water and help pull the, I don't know. There's nothing he could have done. I'm tired.
Get Bruno's shirt out.
It's like a save Bruno's shirt, bro.
So then Captain Lee excuses everyone except for Nico and Chris. It's like, you know, standing before me are two boat people, and each one has what the other one needs. Unfortunately, only one can go forward. I'm sorry, Chris. You are not America's next top yachty. He's like, all right, it's cool. Well, it's not cool.
It's not cool. Your heart's in the right place, but all the toilet paper we get out of storage has sperm stains on it. Nobody likes a crusty goddamn piece of toilet paper, all right, kid?
And then he's like, well, he's a good kid, but, you know, montage of hats and cools and...
It's just not where we need him to be right now.
But so, he does like him, at least, because
he actually was pretty nice, I thought, in the firing.
Yeah, he's like, listen here. All right, you're fired, you idiot. But I'll put you up in St. Bart's for a night, and you got a pocket full of cash, right?
That's huge from the captain. I mean,
yeah, and he said he's like, listen, you can't hold it against him that he doesn't have experience, but we just can't have him on. Like, you're not growing.
Yeah, and then Chris. Now, this is what Chris has been doing all over Twitter for the past few weeks. Where he's like, how could you blame me when you're a shitty captain? You're the one who hired me.
Yeah.
That's like build his argument.
He goes, build a shitty team, you get shitty results. Cleveland Browns aren't going to the Super Bowl, you know? So, like... It's Captain Lee's fault that you're shitty and that you're not, like, willing to grow or learn.
Yeah.
That you, like took a nap.
I can't wait for the rest of the cast to fuck up and for those assholes to highlight how shitty they really are. I'm like, they have been. That's the problem. It's not like you suck so they're good. You suck so bad that you're worse than them. Like, a woman was just slapping a window with a goddamn chamois.
Kate's probably like, I don't know what a Cleveland Brown is, but could you please clean your sperm stains up? Thanks.
Jen,
could you stop playing tic-tac-toe for a moment and help Chris scrub the semen stains out of the bilge? Thanks.
So no one is shocked at all. Chris is like, I'm out of here. And Jen's the only one who goes, what? But I don't even know if she was talking to him.
Yeah.
It's just something that Jen says as she walks around.
Yeah. So, and Chris is saying he was dealt a shitty hand and no one would help him. Blah, blah, blah. Millennial.
But
so now
unfortunately,
you
were the dealer. Like, you literally were last night's dealer, Chris.
Exactly. So now I have EJ and Nico, and I wrote a note here. I was like, this is when I realized something, and I should have mentioned it earlier in the episode, but when EJ and Nico were talking, I realized that EJ is kind of like Kathy, you know? Because he's like, EJ's response to everything is like, well, you know, I tell him to do one thing, and then you say no, and I'm like, chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. He is a little Kathy.
He's like Kathy as a stepdad. Yeah. Buddy, I just want to have a talk with you, buddy. We just have a talk. It's like, shut up, Dad.
Yeah, you're making this a little hard, but like, get ack.
So I just want to know how you feel about today. And Nico's like, well, there's a lot of fuck ups on the last day. Handbrake. Well, yeah, but how do you feel about me and you? Well, you have real strong bangs.
Yeah,
so EJ's
like,
you're undermining me.
Yeah.
And Nico's like, well, you're undermining me. And then he's like, you're undermining me. And then Nika's like, we're going in circles. And then EJ's like, we're going in circles. And then he does my favorite white guy thing. It's my favorite white guy phrase. He goes, I don't like when people talk to me like this, especially when they're under me. No bueno.
Numpties,
cool beans, no bueno.
So down in the kitchen, Jen's getting tired. So she's like, I'm fading. So Bree's like, oh, how can I help you with anything? She's like, yeah, reorganize those cabinets. And then Bree's like, well, wait a second. Like, that's not like your job. Now, you know, she was basically like, oh, I could take something downstairs for you, you know?
Yeah. She goes, isn't that your complete job? What are you doing? And she goes, organizing.
So now it's like nighttime.
She goes, I'm going to open the fridge. And then she opens it. She goes, something reeks.
Anyway, good night. I'm going to try to save the guy.
I like that Kate stuck up for Chris. She's like, I feel bad for Chris. It's not like he ever pretended not to be stupid.
So it's time to go out at night. And they're at the club at St. Bart's. Nico orders espresso martinis, which is like the official drink of the Below Deck franchise.
No, sir, he did not order that. He ordered espresso martinis.
No, I went back. He said it correctly. I was going to give him props for saying it correctly.
Oh, I wrote three X's. I was like, shame,
because at first,
shame with your espresso.
No, because at first I thought he said espresso, but then I went back and I heard him say espresso. Maybe he said like something in between, like a espresso. Espresso.
Well, all I care about is that EJ's still saying super white things. Bruno's like, aren't you ready? And he's like, I was born ready.
And EJ's like, he kind of also talks like he's a radio DJ. Because he's talking to everyone. He's like, now, listen, everyone. Today at your drive at 5, I want everyone to know I don't get any treatment, any special treatment. I've gotten my fair share of yellings from Mr. Lee. So don't you worry. And coming up, we've got Celine Dion. Back in a sec.
Well, poor guy. He's just trying to be a good coach to a terrible softball team that doesn't want to be there, you know?
He's just trying to fit in, and he's like, his nervous energy when he talks makes people not like him. So I kind of feel bad for him. I feel like he's just trying to be cool and trying to fit in, but
yeah,
he's dorky.
He's like the new kid, and no one will give him a chance. And Brianna just smiles while she sips. She's like,
die.
Everyone's like, yeah. Everyone's like, we hate you. So Jen to Nico, she's trying to get some more Nico stuff. If coming in her own pants while going, ooh, 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 a couple weeks ago doesn't work, now she's going to try another classic Jen move where she's like, Nico, voulez-vous coucher à la croix le soir? He's like, what does that mean?
It means I want to have sex with you right now.
It means I can come in my own tennis skirt.
I guess Baker was asking Kate about, were they doing were they doing like a silly interview moment or whatever? She's asking Kate about her interior, and Kate's like, well, between you and me, I think they're awful. I'm joking.
Yeah. And Jen's like, the negativity, the ungratefulness, the disrespect, poke me in the eye with a pitchfork, Kate.
Yeah. She's talking about how she works all the time, hardest all the time. And then Bree, who, like, her bitch flower suddenly bloomed out of nowhere. Like, there's the little bitch flower in her hair. Suddenly was like, guess what? I'm alive and I'm going to eat you. And she's like, bitter all the time.
And someone's like, what's wrong, Jen? And she's like, Jen, you have to catch her when she's looking.
What? So now Jen and Bree start bickering over being bitter. She's like, What'd you say?
You're making me bitter by saying I'm bitter. Yeah, you made me bitter. How about that all the time? What? Make me bitter.
What sort of bitter am I? Salted or unsalted? And Kate's like, Jen?
Yeah,
no,
she puts her finger on her cheek, like the stiff finger. She goes, Jen, Jen, take it down. Take it down a notch, Jen. She's like, I'm 33. She goes, if either of you ever talk about this again, you are both cleaning the head all day tomorrow.
Okay. Jen's like, that's all I've been saying I want to do, Nico.
So they go to the next place, and Nico's like, God, I'm sure over that dinner. God, everyone fighting. By the way, EJ, you suck. Can't break off.
And Jen's complaining to EJ. She's like, I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter. I just fucking hate this job and my life and everything that's happened to me. I'm not bitter.
And the chef's like, ha ha. So the poor chef is just staying sober but miserable about it. So Kate goes to Jen and she's like, hi, honey. How you doing?
Bitter.
I mean better.
So Nico and Brianna, let's see, they dance and flirt. Boring. Kate, are we almost ready? Everyone's so bored hanging out with each other here on this.
I know. Yeah, Jen's so complaining. Yeah.
They finally just go back to the boat. They're like, let's just go back.
This is good.
They go back to the boat, and EJ's like, they're on the small little motorboat or whatever to go to the big boat. And EJ's like, I got the rope for the boat. Nico's like, whoa, I got the rope for the boat. He's like, I got it.
God, Jesus.
So EJ, like, jumps from the boat onto the yacht. And they're like, oh, my God.
Because he almost slipped.
Oh, my God. They're like, yeah.
Nico's and Kate's like, just like, huh. Yeah, Nico's like, the boat isn't there and you jump? Good job, bosun.
And then he's like, then Nico's accusing EJ of being drunk. He's like, if you can't control your fucking drinking habits, then don't get drunk.
I'm not drunk. Oh, yeah, have a drink. I'm not drunk. Hey, you want some olives with that teeny breath? I am not drunk.
Go to bed, bro. Go to bed, bro.
So then EJ, he finally gets EJ mad. And EJ is like, you don't tell me what to do. And he's like, okay, buddy. And EJ's like, I'm fine. I'm not drunk. And he goes, get your shoes off my deck. And he goes, it's my deck now, buddy boy.
Which I thought was great because it was like, finally the beast was unleashed. I was like, ooh, yes. That's what we want to see out of you, EJ.
No bueno, buddy boy.
I tried saying cool beans, but now you get cold beans.
And Nico's like, hey, yeah, boy. You want to play? You want to play, boy? I love, like, straight guy chest bumping. Like, is this rope tied yet?
Yeah, meanwhile, they look up. They're like, oh, shit, we just crashed into the Maltese Falcon with our dinghy.
Next week, the captain's like, all right, we got someone named Leanne coming on the boat. She had her life turned into a movie called The Blind Side.
I am so there for that episode.
Yeah, I'm excited. I guess I should watch The Blind Side. I've never seen it.
The real-life Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
I will adopt you, giant football player man.
Let's move on to a quick little Crappin's mailbag, shall we?
Well, sure.
Well, the Crappin's mailbag is where you can write in some questions and we'll answer them on the air. A lot of times the questions are pure lunacy, and we love that. If you go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens, that's where you can sign up. And if you support us at the Crappens mailbag or above, like Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster, who's a super premium sponsor, she can do it too. So today, let's see. We've got let's start with Benjamin Cohen, who says, let's pretend that Bravo asked you both to be guest editors for a Housewives show, but it's for a filler episode. Which franchise would you most want to edit an episode for? What would you want to focus on? Feel free to be completely selfish. What would be a good... What would be a show we'd want to make a filler episode for? I mean, I already know my answer, 100%.
A filler episode of what now? Of Crappens?
Like, basically, we get to edit an episode of something on Bravo, but it has to be a filler episode. So what show would you want to edit a filler episode for?
Oh, my God. Something easy where there's like one set. Maybe Top Chef or something, because I think of all the Final Cut footage, and it scares me.
For me, I think of like Real Housewives of New York, because they could be like literally walking down the street, and it's hilarious. I mean, every single scene on that show is funny. So like some shows are bad fillers. smart shows are everything fillers. But I think New York City, you could literally have like Ramona going to get a library card, and it'd be just like, I could watch 10 minutes of her being like, whoa, this is crazy. It's a building full of books. What do we do with all these books? I want to get one out. Do I need a library card? Is it from Hallmark or is it from the library itself? This is crazy. I'm sorry, but I don't like having a library card if I don't know where it's coming from, okay?
Hi there. I just have a question. I just have That's a question, okay? I just have a question, okay? How much is this book?
It's a library, ma'am.
Yeah, but how much is it? I want to buy it.
Do you have a card?
I have a MasterCard, okay? Or an Amex. It's black, okay?
Well, this reminds me of this one time when I was a little girl. I went to a bookstore, and I was like, I want to buy a book. And Geraldine Parsons Smith said, no, you can't read a book because you're too stupid to learn words. And to this day, I've never read a book. I'm sorry. But that's the truth, okay?
Where's the Starbucks? Okay, if I need a coffee right now, I don't see any coffee shop in here. I'm going to go on Yelp. I'm going to tell everybody you don't even have a Starbucks. You know, like the last time I went to a Barnes & Noble, I went in there and I said, here's my Starbucks card. And they said, you can't use that here. I said, it's a Starbucks. It says right there, it's Starbucks. And I said, no.
What's this book? It says it's called Twilight. It's a book about Twilight. Why do I want to read a whole book about when the sun goes down? And look, there's like four of them. That's crazy. What is this world coming to? Why do people read these things? It's not interesting. I want more interesting content. You know what book I would read? I would read a book about a woman who goes to a bar, and she's a very sexy woman, and her husband left her, and he was dumb for doing it. But instead, she goes to the bar, and she puts out a glass with some tequila, and then a taller glass with some water and a lime, and then a shorter glass with three limes in it, but nothing else, okay?
It's one of my favorite fucking Ramona things. Ramona's Guide to Dating.
One glass, and then another glass, then another glass, and you say, I'm thirsty.
Is that book in? Who's Dewey? Dewey Decimal. Who is that? Is he a duck? Is that like Huey, Dewey, Decimal System, and Louise?
Do you have any funnier cards to go inside of these books? I like Maxine from the Shoebox Ladies.
I don't understand. I want to buy a card, so I went to the card catalog, and I go in there, it's just a bunch of index cards with letters on them. Where is Maxine? Sorry. I'm sorry. Dorinda just comes in. She's like, hey, hey. I came in here, and I'm drunk. I clip, microfiche, clip.
You want a book on cake? Get a book on cake.
All right, don't tell me to be quiet. You don't tell me to be quiet.
Would you believe it, girls?
Luann comes up with her little, like, book. Would you believe it, girls? They loaned me a book. I'm that important. They just loaned me books. I don't even have to buy it.
Oh, my God. All right, close up that goddamn mailbag, man.
I'm closing it up. We have many, many more questions. We know we have all of you guys to get to. We'll get to them, but we've had a long week, y'all, and we're tired. I've got a cold. Ronnie is being exposed to my germs through the internet. It's not fair to him.
Getting him. Well, it was a very fun week. That is for damn sure. So thank you, Bravo, for giving us so much joy. And thank you all for listening. Go get your tickets for San Fran. And if you're listening to this in the future, we are going to be all over the place this year. So just go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find ticket links. And we will talk to you guys on Monday.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Bye.